All right, Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 31. We're going to look at Rahab tonight. I figure we cover 30 and 31 kind of, I mean, we could do 30, but kind of covering the same event. We'll just look at Rahab. Verse 31, Hebrews 11, 31. The Bible says this about faith. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. All right, let's pray, and we'll talk about Rahab's faith this evening. Father, I pray that you'd help us, help me to say what you want said tonight. Everybody coming in, a lot of folks working and coming in from work, and I pray that you would help them get nourished and get fed and just some spiritual energy, Lord, that you could impart to them tonight. Lord, thank you for your words. Thank you for everybody that's here tonight. Thank you for another great men's meeting this morning. Just that's been such a blessing. And thank you for the answered prayers there. There's just so many things and so much work you seem to be getting done with that group. Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for the guys that come. And Lord, I pray you'd continue to grow that group and bless the men that come. And Lord, I pray you'd bless each soul for being here tonight. Thank you again for the privilege to be in the ministry. And Father, thank you for providing for us, taking care of us the way you have. I pray you'd keep us in this area and in Beeville, Lord, of this church as a light to the community and a witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Rahab's faith. These are all, there's several of them, points here, I mean, and they're all S's, so hopefully easy to follow. Rahab says, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not when she had received the spies with peace. The story is this, the history, I should say, is this. Spies go in when Moses dies. Joshua's going to lead Israel into the promised land, and the first city they're going to encounter is Jericho. And so Joshua sends a couple spies into Jericho to search it out, and they end up at Rahab's house. Rahab hides the spies. She has apparently, and all of the town, has heard of what God's done with Israel in taking them out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea. So word's gotten out about them. Then they've also apparently destroyed a couple of kings along the way under Joshua's leadership. And Jericho has heard all this news. They are, instead of trusting God like Rahab did and trying to, I guess, identify with the people of God, they button up the walls and the doors, and they try to hold the fort and stay their position, while Rahab houses the spies. And then the king of Jericho finds out that the spies are in Jericho, and sends some people over to Rahab's house and knocks on the door. And Rahab says, yeah, there were some men that showed up earlier today, and they went out that way. And she hides them up on the roof, hides the spies up on the roof, and the king's servants go out and try to chase down the spies, and of course they're not there. But all that said, all that encounter, God said it was by faith that Rahab did this, and because of her faith, she was spared when Jericho was taken. And so he identifies, again, faith in this whole thing, the prominent, the point, the thing God is trying to show that made him happy in these people's lives was their faith. And where that existed, that made God happy. And so here's the harlot Rahab. And one of the things that's really I find interesting in the whole list is there's such a diversity of circumstances with folks. I mean, some, when we started this list, two people, well, Abel lost his life as a result of his faith. Enoch was taken out of this world as a result of his faith. And then you've got several other things, but the circumstances are so different. And when we get to the end here, you've got people overthrowing or subduing kingdoms as a result of their faith, quenching the violence of fire, receiving the dead, their dead children, as a result of their faith, receiving them alive again. And then on the other hand, you have people being tortured for their faith. So there's such a whole diversity of circumstances where faith operates in all of these circumstances, and God says, I'm happy with it here, I'm happy with it here, I'm happy with it here, I'm happy with it here. Every point, the point is identifying all the acts of faith there. The first thing I want you to notice or think about with Rahab is the Holy Spirit points out the fourth word in this thing, by faith, the harlot, Rahab. And, he's not, in this case, he hasn't really pointed out the faults before, but in this case, it points out the fact that she was a harlot. And so I want you to think about this. This is a faith of a sinner. It's a sinner's faith. And it really, the character, the occupation, the person is I don't want to say not as important to God, as important to God, but what he's trying to highlight is it doesn't really make any difference what background you came from. Where God found faith, that was pleasing to him. It didn't matter what background they came from. It's like the you remember the woman at the well, you know, and Jesus Christ is talking to her, and he said, you know, you've had five husbands, and the one you're with is not your husband now. And then she just, you know, initially puts up a little front, but then by the time it's over, she's on board. She believes. And so it's what pleases God is the faith, and it's not the you come to God with credentials or a resume or a good background. It's because those things don't really make God happy. What he's looking for is someone to believe what he said, and that's the thing that makes him happy. I think you understand this, a sinner's faith. You understood it first personally. I mean, when you got saved, I think most of you guys here are saved. When you got saved, you understood that coming to God was on the basis of faith, and it was actually contrary to who you were as a person. It was actually, you were trusting in God because you as a person have come to the end of your rope. There wasn't anything else you could do. I mean, there wasn't anything you could do to begin with, but now you understood there was nothing else you could do. And so it's a sinner's faith. It says, by faith the harlot Rahab. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And God shows over and over, this is where faith was enacted, and this is where I was happy. When faith was working in a person's life, it didn't make any difference. Their background, I wasn't real interested in you know, where they were coming from. But I think he points it out to show the contrast. Like, this works in this situation, faith works in this situation, and faith works in this situation. Wherever you came from, faith works, and it pleases God no matter who you are. We understand it, like I said, personally. You came to Jesus Christ as a sinner. You understood that the background really didn't make any difference. I think in religion, you know, you think your background makes some difference. You know, I grew up a Catholic or whatever. You think, well, that makes some kind of difference with God, and you realize it doesn't make any difference with God. What makes a difference with God is faith. Then you understand it as a witness. You know, in Jericho, So I don't know how many people were in Jericho. But apparently all of Jericho knew about what God had done with Israel. Because when they get there, Rahab says, everyone knows about you and they're afraid of y'all. They're afraid of this nation. Or they're afraid of this people that are coming through here. They're afraid of Israel. And so everyone had this opportunity. They had heard about, they had seen the evidence, the history, what had happened with God's people through the Red Sea and all that. And when I hear about Rahab, when I read about Rahab, it's like of all these people in Jericho, some folks just need an opportunity to hear from God. Rahab, in her life, she's a harlot. She's living in a culture that has no ties to God, no connection to God. It's just a culture that's just Jericho. And then all of a sudden, one day, two spies show up and say, hey, God's on our side, and we're just looking for, we're trying to scope this place out. And that's all she needed to hear was, all right, now I've found where God's working. I want to be where God's working. And so I say that to say this, that some people just need an opportunity to hear where God's working. It was a blessing today. I'd never heard from Doc about how you guys ended up over here. We're sitting there this morning, we prayed, we had Bible study, and I'd never heard about, you know, Doc said, and he gave the history, he said, we were somewhere, and I've heard about, you know, you guys moved from Nigeria and all that years ago, came to Beeville, you're in a church, the church didn't teach right doctrine, and so you were looking for a place that you thought God was working. That's what I'm saying. I mean, most of you guys, a lot of you guys have come here because you were looking for a place God was working. And so when I read about Rahab, it's like, all right, here's a lady trapped in a culture, just going by the culture, just living her life. And what she needed was an opportunity to find out where God was working, because she was of the propensity of faith. So that when she found out what God was doing and where he was working, she said, I want to be a part of that. It's a sinner's faith. Her background, all that stuff, I think God points it out to contrast the fact that, look, faith works here, it works here, it works there, it works there. Faith is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone to believe what I said, because when they believe what I said, then I can get something accomplished in their life. So it's a sinner's faith. Second thing, it's a saving faith. Saving faith. Notice the words, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not. She was saved. She was saved from the destruction of Jericho. And you know, I don't think that that's said about anyone else, that they perish not necessarily. I think she's the only one that's said about in this list. But it was a saving faith. It was a faith that when she said, all right, I'm going to identify with God's people. I know what God's doing. I know what he said. He said, these Israelites are going to inherit this land. And I agree with that. And I'm going to try to be a part of that as best I can. And so because of that, God says, by faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not. So one of the interesting things is this in Rahab's life. Look over in Joshua chapter 6. I'll show you something that some of you might have seen, but it's pretty neat. It's a saving faith, a saving faith. Joshua chapter 6 and there's verse 25, but then there's another one. Well, verse 25 says, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. It said earlier, this is what I wanted to get to, and I don't have it written down here. It said earlier, I think it's in 2:15, that's where it is, Joshua 2:15. It said in 2:15, I'll just read it to you, that Rahab's house was on the wall. Do you guys remember how Jericho was destroyed? The walls came down. Well, that would mean that Rahab's house on the wall would have come down too. Except, it says, Rahab and all her household were in their house when the Israelites stormed the city, the walls came down. So what you have and what you're looking at is, the walls come tumbling down, except one piece of the wall. So there's one piece of the wall that doesn't come tumbling down. And it's funny, I listen to some of these guys try to explain this scientifically. You know, it's like, well, when they blew the trumpets, the walls vibrated in such a way that it caused them to... It's like, man, you know, it's easier just to believe that God knocked the walls down. I mean, he created the universe. I don't think knocking the walls of Jericho down and saving a house is that big of a deal to him. And so the walls come down, except Rahab's house. And her house is left standing, and her house is saved, unlike the rest of the city. Her faith is a saving faith. Rahab's house on the wall, I think it's at 2:15 there, because she's going to let the cord down from the wall, and that's where her house is. Anyway, what's left standing? The walls came tumbling down except Rahab's house. Point is, she perishes, the Bible says, she perishes not. It's a saving faith. Just like your faith is a saving faith. You trust Jesus Christ for salvation. It's a saving faith. Another thing, third thing, it's a sanctifying faith. What you read in Joshua 6, you know, Rahab's occupation was one thing in Jericho. But when Rahab was saved out of Jericho, she no longer had that occupation. Third thing is, it's a sanctifying faith. Meaning, God saves a soul in order, not so that soul can just keep doing what that soul was doing. The point is, you were in a culture, you were living a godless life, now you're saved. The same Spirit that said, you need to be saved because you're living in sin, says, let's move out of sin now and let's live a holy life. And so it's a sanctifying faith. Rahab wasn't cleaned up before this instance, but she was cleaned up after this instance. She doesn't go back to the harlotry or the prostitution. It's a sanctifying faith. You know, the Lord told Israel one time, he said that their righteousness is as filthy rags, but God's righteousness is not filthy rags. God's righteousness is what you need. People keep trying to clean up with filthy rags and you know, you just keep making a mess of the thing. You need God's righteousness. It's a sanctifying faith. Rahab saved from destruction. Her life of prostitution is over. She's cared for. What ends up happening is this. I think most of y'all know this too. Rahab ends up marrying one of the spies. She marries one of the spies and has a son named Boaz. Anybody remember Boaz? Okay. Boaz marries a lady named Ruth. So what happens is, not only is Rahab saved out of a lifestyle, saved out of this life, she's now put into the line of a king. Rahab becomes the great-great-grandmother of David. She has her and the spy, I forget his name now, Nahshon, I think is his name, but anyway, they have Boaz. Boaz and Ruth have Obed. Obed has Jesse. Jesse has David. David the king. And so Rahab's life is sanctified. She's no longer a harlot in Jericho. Now she is the great-grandmother of King David in Israel. Sanctifying faith. Sanctifying faith. If you want to, I tell you what. Look over in Matthew 1. I'll just show it to you. Don't take my word for it. Just look at it. Matthew chapter 1. Verse 5. And Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king. Matthew 1, verses 5 and 6. So Rahab, no longer a life that she lived before, now in the line of the king. So it's a sanctifying faith. Sanctifying faith. Another thing is this. It's a separated faith. You know, in Hebrews it said this. I'll read it to you and point out the separation here. It says, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. All right, so there is a group of folks in Jericho, in fact, almost all of Jericho, that didn't believe God. They thought, if we stay and fight, we'll be able to defend our territory. Rahab, on the other hand, says, no, we can't fight what God's doing. I want to identify now with God. That faith separated her from a group of dying people. She was no longer a part of the dying people around her. So the Bible says she perished not with them that believed not. Separated but not secluded. I mean, she was still in the group, but she was separated from them. You know, there's if you look at Rahab's life before this, there's no difference between Rahab and the culture she lives in. She's just a part of the culture. There's no distinguishing elements. In fact, probably if you were to ask the people of Jericho, Rahab wasn't really high on the list of influential people that, you know, made the who's who in Jericho. She was red light district, you know, however you want to describe that thing. The thing that separated her from those that perished was she said, I'm going to believe God. All of you guys, she obviously wants her household to come with her. Jericho is not interested in believing God. But her life is not really that much different. The thing that distinguishes her from dying people to living and being saved alive is faith. The thing that separated her from a dying people. It's a separated faith. Listen to this verse. I'll read it to you in the New Testament here. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Rahab that day was translated from the kingdom of Jericho, a dying culture, to now the kingdom or the kingdom of Israel, a living culture that God was working in. And I mean, just to make that New Testament illustration there, that translated from the power of darkness to the power of light, a new kingdom. So it's a separating faith. Then it's a sacrificial faith. There's two more. I'll give you two more on this, on Rahab. Sacrificial faith. When Rahab chooses to hide the spies, Rahab commits treason against Jericho. I mean, if you were to hide spies of the enemies of this country, you would get in trouble for that. If you were to facilitate spying on your own nation, you would get in trouble. Well, if you weren't the Clintons, you would get in trouble. Yeah, right. So it depends. It's a very specific group of who you got to be. Okay. When Rahab chooses to house the spies, she has gone against her own country, her own people, and so she has put her own life in jeopardy, and so she has essentially put her life on the line, sacrificed herself, and put herself in a dangerous position, at least what looks like a dangerous position to Jericho and to what you would think before Israel comes in. Now, the irony of all that is, her faith, it looks like it puts her in a sacrificial and dangerous position. But when it's all said and done, the position she was in was a lot safer than the people in Jericho. The people in Jericho weren't safe at all. Now, you would think, okay, well, you know, if you're going to house spies, then this is kind of a, you know, you're putting your life in jeopardy here. But if you were to look on the other side of that, no, she was actually the safe one, acting by faith, whereas the people who weren't acting by faith were in danger for their lives, immediate danger for their lives. They just didn't know that. It's a sacrificial faith. And what it looks like, here's the application, or an application. I think sometimes to us, faith looks like a big sacrifice. But if you were to look on the other end of that, you would find out it really wasn't a sacrifice. It was actually the safest thing to do. And so what we enter into it looking like, okay, we're housing spies. Oh my goodness, this is such a dangerous thing to do. I don't really want to be a part of that. We ought to think about, you know what? What Rahab did was the safest thing she could do. Follow God, go where God's working, and for us, when we look at some act of faith and we say, man, I might get hurt, I'm going to lose out on this, I'm going to lose out on that, I'm going to lose out on this. If we could just see the other side of that, I think what we'd realize is the faith wasn't really a sacrifice at all. It was actually the best thing we could have done. And I think the regret for us as Christians, we look back at all the opportunities where we could have exercised faith, and we look back at all these opportunities that we missed and realize, man, we could have been a part of something here, we could have been a part of something here, could have been a part of something here. But that little fear, that well, I'm going to be housing some spies here, I don't know if this is going to work out right, that gets to us. Instead of focusing on that, we ought to focus on, you know what? God said he's going to wipe this country out, Jericho. So I just want to get on God's team. Wherever he's working, I want to be where he's working. Because that's the best place to be. It's a sacrificial faith. And I say sacrificial, it looks sacrificial, but really the people that ended up losing out were the people that didn't have the faith. And then lastly is this, it's a sympathetic faith. I think you're in Joshua. Look in Joshua chapter 2 and see this. It's a sympathetic faith. Rahab was... the people of Rahab's house, the only reason they are saved in this whole thing is because of Rahab's faith. Remember, I think it was last week, maybe a couple weeks ago, we're reading about Israel going through the Red Sea, we're reading about Israel keeping the Passover. All of that was Moses' faith. The Israelites didn't have that faith. They were following Moses. So it was Moses' faith that led a group of people out of Egypt through the Red Sea. And over here, Rahab's household is saved because of Rahab's faith. her whole household doesn't seem to have faith. They're just following somebody that had faith. Look what she says. It's Joshua chapter 2 and verse 12. She says, "Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all they that have, and deliver our lives from death." And the men answered her, "Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Her faith is a sympathetic faith. She is concerned about her family. She says, just promise me this. When you guys come through here and God gives you this land, don't hurt my family. And what they're going to say is, you get all your family into your house, and we won't touch your house when we come through here. And so that's what she does. She gets all her family. But I want you to think about it. Her family's salvation that day was the result of her faith. Them following her faith. I think I've asked the question before, but it's something that we ought to think about all the time. What has your faith done for somebody else? What is your faith doing for somebody else? There's more to, and you know it. I mean, there's more to Christianity than just me and my little world. What is your faith doing for somebody else? Here's Rahab. She has a sympathetic faith. It is, all right, when you guys come through here, please don't hurt my family, my brothers, sisters, mom, dad, all that. And they agree. They're not going to do it. So it's a sympathetic faith.